This is Akashvani, the news read by Kiran Jha. President Draupadi Murmu has urged young doctors to work for those sections of the society that need medical services the most, underlining that many rural and tribal areas still lack high-quality health services. Addressing the first convocation ceremony of AIIMS Gorakhpur today, she also urged all stakeholders associated with medical education to provide such an ecosystem to future doctors in which they learn about topics including doctor-patient communication and the role of empathy in healing and trust building.
डॉक्टरों का समाज और देश के विकास में अत्यंत महत्वपूर्ण योगदान होता है. ये केवल रोग का इलाज नहीं करते बल्कि एक स्वस्थ समाज की नींव भी रखते हैं. मैं आप सभी से अपेक्षा करती हूँ कि आप अपने ज्ञान का उपयोग केवल अपने करियर में आगे बढ़ने के लिए ना करें. आप समाज के उन वर्गों के लिए भी कार्य करें जिन्हें चिकित्सा सेवाओं की सर्वाधिक आवश्यकता है. इसके लिए जरूरी है कि डॉक्टरों की सेवाएं ग्रामीण और दूर दराज क्षेत्रों में भी उपलब्ध.
इन तेलंगाना 12 वर्कर्स हैव बीन किल्ड एंड ओवर 26 इंजर्ड इन अ ब्लास्ट एट अ फार्मा कंपनी इन संगारेडी डिस्ट्रिक्ट टुडे. द इंसिडेंट अकर्ड एट सिंगाशी डिस्ट्रिक्ट इंडस्ट्री व्हिच ट्रिगर्ड अ ह्यूज फायर एंड एनगल्फ्ड द प्रेमिसेस ऑफ द कंपनी. About a dozen fire tenders and teams of the disaster response forces took part in the rescue and relief activities. The state government has assured all kinds of support to the affected families. The injured are being treated at their nearby hospitals. The rescue activities are underway. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Modi have expressed condolences to the victims of the fire accident. Mr. Modi has announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees to next of the kin of those killed from the PM's National Relief Fund and 50,000 rupees to the injured. Around 4.96 crore electors in Bihar do not need to submit any document in the ongoing special intensive revision of the Election Commission in the state. Their children are also not required to submit any other document related to their parents. Those voters in the 2003 electoral roll of Bihar, which has been uploaded by the Commission on its website. The ease of availability of the 2003 electoral rolls will usually facilitate the ongoing special intensive revision in the state, as nearly 60% of the total electorate in Bihar will not have to submit any document. Union Home Minister and Minister of Cooperation Amit Shah today chaired a Manthan Baitak with the Ministers of Cooperation of all states and Union Territories in New Delhi. The event marks the celebration of International Year of Cooperatives 2025, and the purpose of Manthan Baitak is to review ongoing schemes to strengthen the cooperative movement in India, assess the achievements and provide a dynamic platform to promote collaboration. He said Prime Minister Modi established the Ministry of Cooperation with the objective to reviving the long-standing tradition of cooperation in the country. Gross GST collections have doubled in 5 years to reach an all-time high of 22.8 lakh crore rupees in the financial year 2024-25. According to the GST data, a year-on-year growth of 9.4% has been witnessed in the tax collection during last 5 years. In 2020-21, the total collection was 11.37 lakh crore rupees. The number of active taxpayers has also been a sharp rise, as there are over 1 crore and 51 lakh active GST registration as on 30th April this year. Tomorrow, the Goods and Services Tax will complete 8 years since its rollout. Ministry of Railway has rationalized the basic fare of passenger train services to be effective from tomorrow. The train fares will be increased marginally for non-AC mail and express trains by 1 paisa per kilometre and for AC classes by 2 paisa per kilometre. The ministry has said there will be no increase in suburban single journey fares and monthly season tickets. Normal life has been severely disrupted in Himachal Pradesh due to heavy monsoon rain, and on the other hand, river streams are in spate while the incident of landslide houses collapse are on the rise. And that is the end of the news.